Attar is a Muslim because of your generosity, Ya Allah. Let him depart from this world with Iman, Ya Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It is mentioned in Al-Qawl al-Badi that somebody from Shiraz had a dream of Sayyidina Abu al-Abbas Ahmad bin Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He was wearing a crown that was studded with pearls, and the person who was seeing the dream asked him, ma fa'alallahu bika, how did Allah azza wa jal deal with you? He said, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, I used to read durood sharif in abundance, and because of this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved me, forgave me, and made me enter Jannah wearing a crown studded with pearls. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our silsila, Branches of Faith. In the previous episode, we learned about some beliefs pertaining to nubuwwat, prophethood. And today, inshallah, azza wa jal, we will continue with the same topic, beliefs regarding prophethood. And inshallah, azza wa jal, today we will mention some of the miracles of certain prophets, alayhimus salatu wassalam. One of the proofs of a nabi when he claims nubuwwat is that when asked by the people, he should perform a miracle. Such an act which is beyond the understanding, beyond the intellect of the people, and cannot be done by natural means. By the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam is able to do something supernatural. And then he challenges the kuffar to perform a miracle similar to that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that the disbelievers will not be able to perform any miracle. The proof of prophethood is the performance of the miracle. So a person claiming to be a Nabi will never ever be able to perform a miracle. And this is a distinct difference between nubuwwat and wilayat. A person claiming to be a Nabi has to perform a miracle when asked to do so, to prove his nubuwwat. But wilayat does not have the same conditions. The performance of a miracle is not a condition of wilayat. People who do miraculous acts and claim to be a waliullah does not necessarily make them a waliullah. Supernatural acts are done by various people. A Nabi, if he performs a supernatural act or a miracle prior to the announcement of nubuwwat, that is called irhas. And after the announcement of nubuwwat, it is called mu'jiza. A waliullah, a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a pious person, if he does such a supernatural act, it is called a karamat. And if an ordinary believer performs such a supernatural act, this is called ma'unat. And if a kafir has to do something supernatural, then this is called istidraj. So this means that supernatural acts can be done by kuffar and fusaq as well. But if a person claims nubuwwat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not grant any permission for that person to do any supernatural act. Because the distinguishing factor between a Nabi and a non-Nabi is the performance of a miracle. Otherwise, how would you distinguish who is a Nabi and who is not a Nabi? But in the institution of wilayat, see, the institution of nubuwat is an apparent institution. The Nabi makes the i'lan in nubuwat. He makes the announcement of nubuwat. But the institution of wilayat is a hidden institution, very different to the institution of nubuwat. A Nabi has to perform a miracle, but a waliullah does not necessarily have to perform a miracle. And a person claiming to be a waliullah could perform something supernatural, but a person claiming to be a Nabi can never perform a supernatural act. This is a very clear distinction between wilayat and nubuwat. These days there are many people that through trickery or through some supernatural act, they claim to be waliullahs, they claim to be the friends of Allah, but they are open transgressors and they openly disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do certain amals and certain types of acts which impress people, and by this people assume that they are waliullahs. But this is not the case, dear viewers of Madani Channel. The Quran stipulates very clearly about wilayat and who is a waliullah. They are alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. They are those who believe and they possess taqwa. They are muttaqi. So a person who is not a muttaqi and a person who has false belief can never be a waliullah. So we hope that the distinction between the miracles of prophets and the miracles of non-prophets, or the supernatural acts of non-prophets, has been clearly explained. Now that we have understood the difference between a miracle performed by a Nabi and a non-Nabi, let us discuss some of the miracles performed by certain Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, as is mentioned in the Holy Quran. One of the miracles of Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam was his staff, his asa. The asa of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was as tall as Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. It was approximately 10 arms length, 15 feet high. This asa of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, the staff of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, was amongst five things which Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wassalam brought from heaven. One was oud, the fragrant wood that was brought from Jannah. Number two was the asa, the staff of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Number three was the leaves of the fig tree. Number four was Hajr-e Aswad, the black stone. At that time it was white in color, but due to it absorbing the sins of the people who kiss it, it has now turned black in color, which is placed on the corner of the Kaaba Sharif. And number five is the ring of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. The asa of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam actually came from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, and it was passed down until it reached Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam. Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam was the prophet of Madian. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam traveled from Egypt, where he was born, to Madian. And there Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam got Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam married to his daughter Safura radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had served Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam for 10 years. And he would herd the goats of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam during his stay. And after Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam received the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam had passed the asa, the staff, to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam left Madian for his homeland Egypt with Sayyidatuna Safura radiallahu ta'ala anha, he took the staff with him and he was then blessed on his way. He reached the sacred valley of Tuva, and Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a glimpse of his divine light and raised his rank by bestowing him with prophethood, with nubuwwat. The Holy Quran mentions Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal's address to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam in the following words. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu was salam, when he was communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore he is known as Kalimullah. He was communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had his asa, his staff, on his right hand. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him,
وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّعُ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَىٰ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And what is this in your right hand, O Musa? He said, this is my staff. I support myself on it, and I knock down leaves from my sheep with it, and there are other uses for me in it. Hazrat Sayyidina Allama Abul Barakat Abdullah bin Ahmad Nasfi alayhi rahmatullah al-Qawi has stated in his tafsir regarding these words, ma'aribu ukhra, that this asa had other uses as well. And he had stated and mentioned what are some of the other uses of the staff of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would use it whilst walking. He would hold the staff and use it as a support whilst walking. He would also talk to the staff for entertainment. He would converse with the asa. During the day, the staff would turn into a tree and give shade to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah azza wa jal. At night, the two forked branches on the top of the staff would glow and provide a source of light. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also used it as a protection against enemies, against wild beasts, snakes, scorpions, etc. And when Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would want to retrieve water from a well, then the staff would turn into ropes and the forked branches would turn into a bucket so that Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam could take water from the well and use that water. And when required, the staff would turn into a tree and would start bearing fruits. Whatever fruit Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam desired, that was the fruit that would grow on that particular tree. And another miracle of the staff, or the asa of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, was when Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would embed his staff into the ground, then water would come out. These are some of the miracles of the staff of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. The very same staff, the asa of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, was used to also show miracles and prove the nubuwwat of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Fir'aun had initiated a huge carnival where hundreds of thousands of people were called, and on one side there were magicians and on the other side was Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And the magicians, they threw their things onto the ground, and they, whatever it was, ropes or whatever it was, turned into snakes. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to throw what is on in his right hand onto the ground. And that asa that was in his hand turned into a gigantic snake which ate up the snakes of the magicians of Fir'aun. The Holy Quran mentions,
قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ إِمَّا أَن تُلْقِيَ وَإِمَّا أَن نَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَلْقَاهُ قَالَ بَلْ أَلْقُوهُ فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعِصِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ سَاحِرٍ وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. They said, O Musa, either you throw first, or shall we throw first? He said, rather, you may throw. Thereupon their cords and their staves, by the strength of their magic, appeared to him as if they were serpents moving fast. And Musa sensed fear in his heart. We said, do not fear, it is you who is dominant. And cast down which is in your right hand, it will devour all that they have fabricated. What they have made is only a magician's deceit, and a magician is never successful wherever he comes. Therefore, all the magicians were thrown down in prostration. They said, we accept faith in the one who is the Rabb of Harun and Musa.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallahu ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was one of the mu'jizat of Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, that the asa turned into a serpent, into a snake that was bigger than the serpents of the magicians. And the magicians, what they had done wasn't reality, it was just the tricks of magic. But Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa salam's asa, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turned into a snake. And as we have mentioned before, this asa had many miracles and turned into many things like trees and gave light and used to converse with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam used it for many, many things as well. There is also another miraculous event that took place with Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is regarding a stone. In the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, people used to have the habit of bathing naked, stark naked, in public. But the Prophet of Allah azza wa jal would never tolerate such an indecent act of exposing his sattar to other people. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would either cover himself when taking a bath, or if he had to bath naked, it would be in total isolation. So one day, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went into an isolated area, and there was a spring there where Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam took a bath. He left his clothes on a rock and he took a bath naked. And at that time, people, because Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam never exposed his sattar, so the people started talking that Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has some spots of leprosy, some white marks, and that's the reason why he covers himself and takes a bath. So when Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam left his clothes on the rock and was taking a bath, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this rock started running with the clothes of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam started chasing the rock and said, "Oh rock, my clothes, oh rock, my clothes." And this rock eventually went where the people were and went street to street with the clothes of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Nabi Musa alayhi salam was focused on chasing the rock that had its clothes. When the people had seen Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam stark naked, they noticed that there was no flaws in the body of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. As we have mentioned previously, that a Nabi will never be inflicted with such a disease that will repel people from him. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted this stone permission to run away from Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to show the people that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was flawless from head to toe. And this was by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as all the people had seen Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam stark naked, then the stone had stopped. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam dressed himself, and this particular stone Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam put in his bag. There was a time when Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went with Bani Israel to make jihad against the Amalika. Now, Amalika were the people who dominated Syria. The Bani Israel originated from Syria, but during the time of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they had moved to Egypt. And after the death of Fir'aun, after he drowned he perished in the river Nile, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to make jihad against the Amalika. So the Bani Israel, about 600,000 of them, went with Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to make jihad. And just before they reached Syria, they became afraid of the Amalika. And as a consequence of disobeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were punished in such a way that they were straying and wandering on the plains of Taya for 40 years and could not get out of it. They were lost. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam stayed with them on those plains. And the people became very restless due to hunger and thirst. And another mu'jiza of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with man and salwa. وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. And man is a type of sweet confectionery. It used to fall like dew would fall on the leaves of plants. Man, and it was similar to honey, and it was like a sweet dish. And salwa was like a roasted bird. And by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every morning when they got up, they would find man and salwa, and they would eat these foods, these heavenly foods that was provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when they became thirsty, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, with that very rock that ran away with the clothes of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, took it out of his bag, and he took his asa and he embedded it in that stone. And when he planted it in that stone, 12 springs came out for the 12 tribes of Bani Israel. And for 40 years, those springs were there, and each tribe drank from their respective springs. And this was also another miracle of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, related also to the asa, the staff of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the stone that ran away with the clothes. The dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu was mustajab with regards to man and salwa. This was some miracles regarding Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Dear viewers of Madani channels, remember, as we have mentioned before, that miracles of prophets are a distinction of their prophethood. It confirms their prophethood.
But these days, many people do supernatural acts and they try to fool people into thinking that they are waliullahs. And they have many followers. They do things that people are amazed. And these days also, you know, we take, you know, little things that are very small to be karamats, to be miracles and supernatural acts. Supernatural acts is that which the mind and the intellect cannot understand and cannot be done naturally by nature. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today we have listened to about some miracles regarding Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We have understood the difference between the mu'ajiza, karamat, irhas, ma'unat, as well as istidraj. So we should familiarize ourselves with these things, because a person who does something unnatural against nature is not necessarily a waliullah, and a person who claims nubuwwat will never ever be able to do a supernatural act. These things and many more are learned in the Madani Mahal of Dawat-e-Islami. Stay attached to this Madani Mahal of Dawat-e-Islami so that you can increase your knowledge, so that you can correct your beliefs, your aqaid regarding many things, regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prophets, alam-e-barzakh, jannat and jahannam, and we can have correct beliefs and we can have a correct understanding of this beautiful deen of Islam. Stay tuned to Madani Channel for more. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Is a Muslim because of your generosity, Ya Allah. Let him depart from this world with Iman, Ya Allah.